Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Today we're looking at the last in this Shape sermon series. We're looking at experience. Helen Keller lost her sight and her hearing aged only 19 months. Astonishingly, she went on to be an author, disability rights advocate, political activist and lecturer. Her piece of wisdom? The hilltop hour would not be so wonderful if there were not dark valleys to traverse. So SHAPE is an acronym standing for spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experiences. And today we are looking at how all our experiences, those parts of our past, both positive and painful, are intended to be used by God in great ways. God is saying to each of us, just be you, the sum of all the experiences which have shaped who you are. I gave you new life, Christ's life, so you could make a significant difference in the world. I am waiting to bless your life on earth and reward your efforts in heaven. So bring all that you've experienced and all that you have learnt to the altar of life, to my glory. So in the Ecclesiastes reading, we heard, when times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this, God has made the one as well as the other. When something awful happens, it can be really hard to trust God. It's too big to understand, and it can seem really unfair, particularly when bad things or even a series of sad things happen. As the reading says in Ecclesiastes 7:15, in this meaningless life of mine, I have seen both of these, the righteous perishing in their righteousness and the wicked living long in their wickedness. The author of Shape says he uses all our experiences, the painful and the joyful, to flush out the finished product. It's important to not look back with our rose-tinted glasses on or hanker for the past. We should take the experience and move towards the sun, like the growth of the vine. So it's about spending time with God in prayer and contemplation that can benefit us and his kingdom. Soren Kierkegaard said, life can be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. The degree in hindsight often reveals that we have become a better person. Consider all your achievements. The personal, an award that was hard won and is treasured. The struggle, the perseverance, the trust in ourselves and God. Vocational, you have skills that lead to a pattern of achievement. We all have them as we are created in the image of God, and we all have them in unique combinations. Relational, you may have a relationship with a friend or family member who comforts in difficult times, but also challenges you to do better and gently helps you navigate your mistakes. You can bet your bottom dollar that if you got it to that point, then you have worked at that relationship. Sometimes we have to put up with each other or meet each other halfway, which is hard but enhancing as we come to understand each other better. I must say, when we were singing, I just felt God say to me, every single person in this room is an important treasure in my treasure trove. So all of you have these achievements. So let's move on to educational. Perhaps you have a qualification or certificate which involve challenges, exacting deadlines, new concepts, tests, and submissions. When I finished some of my essays at Theological College, the most apt verse for me was, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Spiritually, you may have a track record in sharing your faith or leading Christians to deeper insight about their own faith. Or perhaps your own faith gives you a sense of having attained something beyond measure. If you were to walk down the gallery of my life, you would see portraits entitled, in relation to my chartered accountancy exams, she got there in the end after a humongous struggle. Also, the journey to God, helping me turn my ADHD into a superpower, involved advice that I had to exercise. A definite challenge there was a charity swim to the Isle of Wight. The portrait title would, however, say, still drives home with a handbag and a phone on the roof of the car and has a string through her coat sleeves at 62 to stop her losing her gloves. I'm not quite there yet. Still a bit frightened of the furry inside of banana skins. Not quite there. Still a work in progress. And if you cannot see your own achievements, ask God to reveal them to you. As a life coach, I'm regularly astounded that what seems obvious to the outsider, we are blind to in ourselves. We need to be insightful to what God gave us for you to use for his glory. As much as we would like it not to be, life is a roller coaster ride for most. And the art gallery of our life also has painful portraits. If we truly want to discover our uniqueness and be used by God in the process, it's important to take a hard look at these portraits too. As I reflect on the portraits that hang down the hallway of my life, my memory is flooded with experiences that have nevertheless shaped my ministry. In me or my immediate family, there's been addiction, tick, divorce, tick, abuse, tick, illness, tick, job loss, tick, death, financial loss, suicide, tick, tick, tick. And I know that that's the same for many, and for some to the most tragic degree that most of us cannot imagine. I have found it so much easier to face up to with God at my side, listening, loving, enfolding. The Lord is my eternal refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And as we emerge, we may find new purpose as his hands and feet, his eyes, ears, and heart on earth. Eric Rees, the writer of Shape, says, speaking of how one lady used her grief, he said, she could have turned away from God over in bitterness over her loss. Instead, she ran into his arms and allowed her crisis to be a catalyst for Christ. Christ knows our earthly pain, the loss of a friend, being persecuted, and the ultimate physical pain of the crucifixion. I remember being on a train a year or so ago, feeling sorry for myself as someone was constantly ridiculing my quirks and my tics. Then something astounding happened. The Easter before, I had spoken in a passion play and had been given as a memento my 6-inch nail from the cross. I did not recall seeing it since that Good Friday. As I got to Waterloo, I opened my makeup bag to reapply my slap from blubbing. And there on the top of the pile of makeup that I used several times a day was the 6-inch nail. Jesus is always with us. He knows our pain. He has died to take away our sin and alleviate our losses. Grace meets us where we are, not where we pretend to be. We can be authentic with God. We can talk with him and cry out to him. To Talking therapy is so powerful. The Samaritans save lives just by asking questions and listening to the answers. Our beloved God is so much more powerful than that, and he is mighty to save. I love the song lyric, "Your goodness is running after me." He wants us to turn round and accept it, to accept the goodness, the love, accept who we are. God loves us and, like the father of the prodigal son, runs towards us in our need. And through his love, we may come to add new qualities to our achievements portraits. Tolerance, compassion, gratitude, wisdom, humility. And paying it forward for him in that the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.